Welcome to Sozo Talk Radio.
Sozo Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Sozo Talk Radio. Today, I have on the line Nancy Gorman, and she's from New York. Hope I pronounced your name correctly.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, and she's just telling me that behind her on the wall is some artwork from your daughter.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And where in New York do you live then?
We live outside of Albany in a little town called Nassau.
Okay. All right. That's cool. That means little to me because I'm so unfamiliar with New York. I was just learning about Woodstock, you know. And I'm watching this program on Netflix, a documentary about Woodstock. I've always had something in my heart for the counterculture, maybe.
Well, we are the counterculture.
Yes, a new culture. You know? It's one big family, as they describe it. It's like an extended family. I actually just went up to the Rainbow Gathering.
Right. I heard about that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I heard about it 20 years ago. And then I'm like, the Lord was just drawing my heart there to mm-hmm. just, you know, share Jesus with them. But also, like, what was surprising to me is how much I learned and gleaned from them as well. Like mm-hmm. there's some beautiful people that are part of that.
Yeah.
But yeah. What do you know about or remember about Woodstock? Were you around that area and during that time? And
well, actually I was 11.
Okay.
So, I was like a hippie wannabe, you know, I was watching, you know, listening, yeah. enjoying all the sounds and the visuals, you know.
Yeah, the art and the music.
It was hard going through it, you know, because I, of course, followed the crowd and wound up being living the lifestyle, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of dark side to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the only light side was the Jesus Freak movement,
mm-hmm.
you know. Definitely, you know, spiritual stuff started happening and, you know, people were seeking and some people found. So,
yay.
That's
amazing. And you eventually found. And this is what we're talking about today. We're talking about your testimony.
Yeah.
How, your journey with Jesus and how you first mm-hmm. encountered him, what your life was like before that, what it's been since. I'd love to hear all about that. So if you want to dive into that, that's what this
okay.
is.
Okay. I actually took some notes because I didn't want to like ramble on when I wasn't supposed to be rambling on, because I can, you know, go on little rabbit trails for a while and then maybe not even find my way back, you know. So but presently I'm married. I've been married to the same person for 36 years and we have four kids and four grandkids, and they were all homeschooled and home birthed. And, you know, kind of living the lifestyle of the hippie thing. And when I grew up, it wasn't easy. You know, nobody told me about Jesus. My parents were sinners, not saved. And my mom told me how to pray one night. And she, you know, kneel by the bed, fold your hands or put your hands like this. And like, you know, God bless mommy, daddy and all that stuff. But I did that. I did that like every night until I was like 10. And so like I said, I was a hippie wannabe. So from my family, with a lot of anger and dysfunction. By the time I was 9, I was really tormented. You know, I had depression. My mom went to work, and I was alone a lot. And And then I started smoking pot at 14, and soon after that, I was doing psychedelics, you know, and living, you know, I was a bartender eventually, but sex, drugs, rock and roll. So I got into a lot of trouble, wrong people, and then into the New Age movement, because as the Beatniks said, that 1968 was the end of the hippie movement, and that was when the New Age movement started. So I guess what they're saying is it became more spiritual as opposed to just acting out the stuff. They were starting to find out stuff, you know, and a lot of it was like, I remember the Beatles going to India and finding a guru and coming back and saying that was no good. So I never really went that route, but I did get into Buddhism and, you know, lots of other stuff. So anyway, let's see. I was into health, which was good. When I was 18 years old, I gave up white flour and sugar and processed foods, and I stayed that way since, you know, and so I don't regret any of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good thing. I mean, people were seeking truth. So it was this time where some people found some truths, you know, there was a lot of truth and alternative things. And I don't think people were really satisfied with what the church was giving them. So even Christians started, you know, but like I said, there was that Jesus freak movement. We called it Jesus freaks out in the streets, handing tickets out for God. It's an Elton John song, but yeah. So, you know, as you're seeking truth and you're into, you know, trying to better yourself, I wound up realizing that food wasn't doing it for what was going on the inside of me. You mm-hmm. know, like I had a lot of torment. So I just started seeking, you know, all the inner healing, New Age inner healing things. And back then, it was there wasn't a lot out there. It was still like 70s, you know. And so I made up my own stuff, you know. I got the basics and made up stuff. Mm-hmm. Tried it out on people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nothing really worked. You know, nothing was really giving me peace, inner peace that I was looking for, and the freedom from torment. In 1983, we're jumping up a little bit. At the age of 26, I got married. And, you know, even though it seemed cool on the outside, you know, I was still real in torment, you know. And then my sister got saved. And we started talking, and so in 1988 we had this conversation on the phone, and I was gonna have her come to one of my New Age meetings, and she was gonna have me come to, you know, a Christian an event, and her event came first. Mm-hmm. So okay, oh my gosh, it was totally wild and supernatural from beginning to end. I went to a woman's breakfast, and this church was very spirit-filled. There were people just getting up, prophesying, and laying hands on people, and praying in tongues, and singing, and it was just all kind of, you know, mixed in like that. And I was just kind of sitting there like, is this stuff real? I mean, what's going on here? But before I went, I had like this little pouch. I carried this pouch with all my like little stones and stuff to protect me and all this stuff, and I was armed, you know, but I totally fell to pieces at the end. I was just like crying, and I didn't even hear the gospel. I had no idea what they were talking about the whole entire time. I just knew something was real and these people were happy. I remember specifically looking at this person that was kind of dressed the way I was, which was totally different than the church people. And I was looking at her, and I'm like, is this real? I can't believe this. But I found out later she had her sister's clothes on that day. So God really, you know, used what she was wearing for me to kind of like zero in on her and really look at her face while she was singing. And so anyway, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so yeah, God is so good. At the end, somebody asked me, because I was sitting there crying and shaking, if I wanted to receive the Lord. I had no clue. You know, I just had no clue what they were talking about. But I figured if I did that, I could get out of there because, you know, there was this torn thing in me, you know, what are they doing? And then I got to get out of here, you know, like every demon inside of me was screaming, you know, get out now, you know. So let's see. So anyway, the pastor's wife, I immediately got surrounded by all these women praying in tongues. I mean, they knew I was coming. You know? They had this all planned. My sister was actually the secretary of the church. So, you know,
right.
They knew I was coming. Yeah, it was awesome. So anyway, they were all praying in tongues and just said, you know, repeat this prayer after me. And I'm like, I couldn't do anything. I was so like, just crying and shaking. And the pastor's wife, this was the pastor's wife, and she was like the sweetest lady. She put her hand on my chest and she said, Satan, loose your hold, like yelled. And immediately I was at peace. Huh. Immediately I was like, what just happened? And I said this prayer that I didn't even believe in. I mean, I must have a little bit because I noticed the peace, you know, but things were just like my mind wasn't there yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I said this prayer and I saw in my belly this light that just came on. And I was an atheist. I immediately believed in the creation, believed in Jesus.
Yes.
It was like, and then I just laid on this woman's chest and just the love was just coming like this, you know. And, on the way home, yeah, it was crazy. But two more things about that. On the way home, I went to the fabric store because I used to make all my kids' clothes. And my daughter wanted this pink lace, and it was made out of polyester. And I was a real, like, fabric snob, you know. She could only wear cotton and linen and silk, you know. So I bought this polyester pink lace, and I'm like, what's the matter with me? And I'm buying this, and I was like ready to tell the person at the, you know, cash register, whatever it's called, that I was born again. And I'm like, what? Like, how could that be? You know, what is this? You know?
Oh,
and then,
amazing.
Then on the way home, we lived in the city and I saw a person in a wheelchair and I hear lay hands on him or whoever was woman or man, lay hands on her, you know, in the name of Jesus and she'll be healed. I heard that.
Wow.
So
amazing.
So
that's things great.
It took a while though, you know, for me to get fully delivered, about 10 years actually.
Mm-hmm.
10 years I went through lots of deliverance, lots of inner healing, you know. The church took on the new age term, or they had it and the new age stole it. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I started hearing about inner healing. I know about that.
Yes.
I'm free.
Well, there is elements of truth everywhere. I've found that's kind of the way Satan kind of gets in, is like he'll use a lot of truth, but there's some lie in there, and it's usually that we're cutting Christ out of it. That's the big thing that Satan, you know, would have. He I think that he would probably aim as close to the truth as he can, but just cut Mr. Truth out of it, you know. So I've seen that, there's some New Age things that get shunned by the church that's actually the Christian's birthright.
Yeah.
That's what I found. And so I'm actually part of this really amazing group. They're, you know, they're believers, mature believers, who are calling themselves like the group Next Agers instead of New Agers.
Oh, okay.
Next Agers, because we're talking about this coming age that Jesus is bringing us into, this next great awakening and revival.
Absolutely.
And all
the crazy thing was I got saved in a church, that church that I got saved in, Rodney Howard Brown. I don't know whether you've heard of him, but he talks about this revival that started in upstate New York and I was a part of that. And it was like the laughing and the just, you know, people would just like boom, you know, they'd be out laughing and crying or whatever, you know, God would just hit them. And and he was like the resident, you know, he was resident in the church, you know. And so I needed that so bad. I needed, you know, the supernatural so bad, because I had so much other supernatural in me that, yeah, you know, I needed to, yeah, you know, get help there. But it was awesome. It was really awesome. And I don't say it was, but it was awesome, the fact that I was a part of that and had that deposit in me of the fire and the glory and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So as for New Age stuff, I mean, I totally learned so much in the New Age, and what they weren't getting, which I think, you know, was about unity, you know, and that was something we had. I had a group of friends, and we'd get together like twice a week and do our thing. And there was so much love and unity, and the church was so like this, sitting down and shutting up and watching somebody do the thing, you know. And it's like I'm like, mm-hmm, then I'm like pouring in the word, and I'm like, wait a minute, like Paul says we can use these spiritual gifts, and you know, and everybody can prophesy one by one. And that was like what I realized, you know. I gave grace, I had a lot of grace for the church, you know. But after Rodney Howard Brown, he was kind of shut down after a few years. It was actually about 4 years. He would come and go. And the pastor shut him down, and most of the people left. Most of the people that got hit by the Holy Spirit in that, you know, capacity left.
Yeah, the hungry people will go to where God's glory is, God's presence is welcomed, the places that are friendly to the awakening, friendly to a Jesus people movement, you know, happening again. That's cool. It's where the church is going to grow and boom. And
I tell you, it's going to happen again. Yes. Yeah. It's happening.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And then there's also those that will try to take advantage of it for money and greed's sake and all this stuff. Yeah. And that can really be a downer to some people. And there's, I'm learning lately, like, to try to shed judgments and this whole idea of eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil versus the tree of life. I see the tree of life as operating where Christ operates from, operating out of the Christ life with the host of heaven. Where do they come from? A place of unconditional love, a place of non-judgment, a place of always affirmation, always grace, grace that's sufficient, always sufficient, and for every one of our needs.
Absolutely.
Which eventually heals and just lifts a person up out of whatever they're in.
Yeah, grace is everything, you know. I mean, I just walked away from it all because I needed to walk away from the church because I had so much in me that I wanted to, you know, I would get up there and just dance it out, you know. I mean, Everywhere I went, I danced. And, you know, from the first church that I left, and I would do flags and dance, and, you know, a revival would start in every church I went to. Like, if I stayed there for a couple months, 3 months, 4 months, and revival would start, and then it would stop. But, you know, at least people would start, you know, whoa, yeah, we got this, you know.
Yeah, that's really cool, Nancy. That's really beautiful. I actually had a really wonderful experience just, like, dancing in the spirit recently, and I was feeling it. It was like amazing.
Yeah. Oh, really. It's so awesome. It's like God catches you up, you know, and you're like, how did I do that? You know.
Oh, you want to hear a fun dream I had? I had a dream. I was in the back hallway of church, and I'm walking past the door. I hear the music, and my attention's caught, and so I walk back to the door, and all of a sudden, as the music's coming, my feet just start bouncing. I'm like, what's going on? And I just start dancing to the front of the church. And as I get to the front, this glory wave just hits me, and boom. And I'm just, I think I come out of my body or something, and I start floating
around.
Yeah. Amazing.
I used to do that at concerts back in the, you know, in the 70s. I was like, I think I'm flying around the room. I mean, I wasn't really, I wasn't like total out of body, but it's like I wasn't fully, you know, but yeah, at a Peter Frampton concert.
Well, we're so much bigger than our bodies. Now, in him we live and move and have our being.
Yeah.
We're one with him. So really, he's everywhere. Ultimately, it's got, you know, if you think about it logically, we're everywhere too, as being one with him, like a drop of water in the ocean of him.
Yeah,
it's water of the same consistency now.
Absolutely.
Essence.
Absolutely. My first encounter with I've had lots of visions, like over the years, like tons of visions, seeing Jesus, seeing, you know, just amazing stuff. I mean, I definitely have to, like, I've written it all out. I just have to publish stuff because it's so amazing.
Yeah.
But just this one, my first one, where I wasn't seeing a vision, I was in the vision.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like worshiping God. I have this like 4 hour quiet time. That's on average. Sometimes it's 2, sometimes it's 9 hours, but, you know. So I'm just like coming to you, you know. And immediately I'm in the blue sky. Huh. And there's these like white puffy clouds, and then the sky went away. And it wasn't like I was out of my body. It was just there. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, I saw my body down here and I was there. So,
But it was a pretty visceral, like real, felt real experience or?
It was real. It was absolutely real. Yeah. It was the realest, you know, it's like seeing is one thing. I've even had open visions of Jesus, like right there.
Oh, wow.
So this was totally different because I went somewhere else, you know? So what I knew was I was in eternity, which is interesting. So what you just said before was like, we're like a drop, a bucket, and we're like everywhere. That's what it was like. It was like, I knew I was always there and would always be there, which was crazy. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. It was not like people say, oh, multidimensional. There was no dimensions, absolutely no dimensions, because dimensions are totally physical, you know? There's no dimensions. It was like, I was here, but I filled up all of eternity, and so did everyone else, and everything else, and all, you know what I mean? Just like what you said, and not many people understand that. Like, that's a huge revelation. And just the just his completion, like absolutely complete. It was my final resting place. I wasn't seeing everything. Was just I wasn't seeing anything in the natural. You know, I've had visitations, you know, to heaven. I've seen lots of different things and people and stuff like that. But I wasn't seeing anything. But I knew I could see everything. You know, I knew everything. I knew absolutely everything. But you didn't care about knowing anything, you know. It's just like, that has nothing to do with anything, knowing anything, you know. It's just this experience of just perfect perfection, you know. And then when I came back, it was like everything was so flat. It was like, whoa, it's so weird. It was such a weird experience and an awesome, amazing experience. It's like my foundation, you know.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It's interesting that okay, first of all, the scripture that comes to mind is you are complete in Christ.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
That we are one with him, which is just something that I found fascinating. I can't shut up about lately.
Oh, that's awesome. It's so true. And we're perfect. We're perfect in who we're made perfect. And that's that feeling, like I was there and always will be. I was always there and always will be. We are perfected in Christ. You know, and that even though we don't act out that in the natural, in our flesh, you know.
Only because of our confusion and blindness.
Yeah, we're getting there, right?
Yeah, we are.
We're being conformed to his image, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Going from glory to glory, you know.
Yeah, growing as Christ is being formed in us. And it, I love how Paul writes, when it pleased God to reveal Christ in me. And I was like, wow, that's an interesting way to put it. I love that. You know, Christ, who is your life, you know? Christ, who is your life.
So you died,
your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, you also will appear with him in glory.
Ultimately, I
like to look at it as fractals of the soul of God, like expressions of Christ. Little Christ, that's what Christian means. That's just kind of how I've thought about it.
Yeah. I think it actually means of Christ, because I always thought it meant little Christ.
Yeah,
and I looked it up. Yeah. And I was like, okay. I hate when you just like listen to somebody and you hear this, and then you look it up yourself and you're like,
what?
It's just like number 8 means new beginnings.
That's cool.
No, it doesn't.
All right.
I mean, that's what the New Age people say. It means, well, like, it's sort of that, but it means surplus, like increase, extra, you know, like 7 is complete and 8 is just extra. you know, I better close my door because my grandkids might come here. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, and then she's saying surplus, and the number 8, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. You know, the overflowing glory of the Lord.
It's my baby Greta. She's like my grandbaby Greta. She's got cat ears and she's coming up the stairs. Meow, meow.
Yeah. Well, I was half expecting maybe one of my children to come in at any point to I got 3 kids, ages 9, 6, and 3, and
oh my gosh.
They're pretty amazing. We've been having some good family time recently. In fact, awesome. I have pretty much the whole next week. Got a lot more free time just to work on music. So
oh nice. Your music is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
I've never heard such just this peaceful anointing you have, you know.
Yeah. Peaceful, gentle. You know, peaceful, when Jesus says, I am gentle and I'm humble in heart, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I work on that humble in heart bit, but I definitely sense to his gentleness, the deposit of Jesus' gentleness.
That's who you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I need to be more gentle. I'm more like, okay, we're doing this.
Well, and all of that can be an expression of Christ too, you know, just the.
We're all different. I mean,
being more ambitious. I mean, we need all the different parts of the body and.
It's so true. I just wanted to add that God really used my that fire, you know, and that personality I have. My husband fell off a ladder and he died.
Uh-huh.
And I went. I think he died.
Yeah.
And I got confirmation from you know, prophets I knew and stuff. They're like, oh, did your husband die? And I'm like, I think so. But anyway, I went from thank you God to my husband as I was picking him up to shut up, you know, just like devil, get your hands off. And it was just this fire that came out of me. So it was laborious.
Well, I'll tell you what, I sometimes get pretty intense with praying in tongues with my friends. And I half the time, I'm not sure how they're receiving it, but there's an overwhelming love of the Father coming through me. And it just, that's what they connect with. They're like, they're connecting with the love so much that they're like, okay, speaking in tongues is new to them, you know? But you know, since me, I guess. But they're just getting so filled with love and strengthened and I'm just affirming them. I thank them for those times. Like, I got to pray for you. That was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's awesome. The night that my mom died, my parents used to live in our basement. Like a year ago, they both died a month apart. So a month before the night my mom died, I just felt to just pray in tongues over her. And or speak in tongues. I think I was prophesying to her, you know, because, you know, she died that night, you know, and she was not sick. You know, she had a stroke like 6 years before. It was just like, you know, my dad had gone, and however that worked, she was ready. God was ready. It was time. But anyway, as I'm speaking in tongues, she's just like shaking her head, you know, yes, yes, you know, it was awesome. So when she went, I was just like, woohoo, you know.
What I tell my friends is like, hey, your spirit understands this. Your spirit's getting this.
Yes.
And it's interesting, the people that God connects us with too, you know, like it almost feels like magical, like how they intersect. Like even how we intersected, Nancy, because you've been a blessing. You've been a blessing in my life. I love some of the poetry you send and just the encouragements, or like whatever it is God's speaking to you, you send it on, every once in a while, and it's just so encouraging to me. But how we met was probably through my YouTube channel, and like, it was actually, I believe it was like a little word of correction. You're like, hey, check this out. I don't think you're 100% wrong about this. And I'm like,
that's me. You.
And I said, thank you, Nancy. You know, because like we need that, you know, pushback in our lives. Like, how is iron supposed to sharpen iron if we're never, confront things sometimes when we need to, in love? And I've certainly felt it in love from you.
Great.
Whatever that was. And so I, you know, I take it to the Lord, I mull it over, and I, you know, talk
do your research.
Yeah, do the research. Exactly.
Yeah. And we can learn, you know, I was thinking about that, how I learned so much through my kids. You know, I homeschooled them, and I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, I barely graduated high school, you know, I was smoking pot every day, you know, how'd I do that? So, I homeschooled them. And so that's like the thing, is that when we all have God, we all are just open vessels to learn from each other, you know, like the church isn't set up like that. The church is set up with our professional orators and, you know, and musicians, you know, stage and audience. But
it's family.
And nobody should be afraid to say whatever they feel like saying, whether they get the tiniest of impression. Like the meetings that me and my daughter have, we have small meetings, we just like go with the tiniest impression that we're getting, you know, like, and just everybody jumps in, you know, everybody feels included. And some people get, some people that have never had a vision, never had a word, most of the time they get something on their first meeting, they get something. And, or they get, you know, part of a song that we're singing, you know, and they'll sing it out. And that's just so, to me, I'm so happy that I have this now, because I've wanted to do this for so long. I've been out of the church for like 20 years, and it's so exciting to see everything I knew could happen, you know, that I tasted here and there in small groups and stuff, can just happen every time. It doesn't have to be, oh, we got this plan and we're going to do this, you know. It's just amazing every time. It blows us away every single time.
Oh, that's lovely. I have a friend that I interviewed on Sozo Talk Radio, named Martin Smith. And he has these kind of meetings too, where it's just like, you come with your gifts, you come with expectancy, and we say, Father, what's on your heart? You know, and then they go on visions together, like, you know, they meet Jesus in the garden and these sorts of things. And I'm like, wow, Martin. And he has so many amazing visions, so many amazing things to share, and I've got so much to learn from him.
It's just been so diving exciting. Deeper
in that. But like, I started to do it. I'm like, Father, what's on your heart? And
and
like, I'll get a word of knowledge for somebody to pray for. They tell me, I say they, because it's often angels too that we're communicating with, you know.
That's
the case for me. I
it's always they, right?
Yeah, it's always they. It's interesting, isn't it? I don't know what you experienced, but, and I'd love to talk to you about that. That's my next question. But I asked him, and it was Emery. I'm like, okay, Emery, that's Ah. His name? Emery Watson. Emery Watson, 42, cool. In Wales. Needs to accept their acceptance. And you were not going to find them on Facebook. They're not social media person.
Yeah. Don't look them up. It's not about looking them up.
Yeah. And so interestingly, I recently connected with somebody who happened to be in Wales right then. I was like, oh my gosh, you're in Wales? Oh, I got this word for somebody. It would be so cool if it did connect, you know, and made it to the person. But if not, we just pray for Emery Watson.
Just speak that word. God can bring you there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like that's true too, right?
In prayer, we kind of like visualize our prayers, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, God, send this word, you know, send this prayer, pray in tongues, get an interpretation, send this word to Emery, you know, mm-hmm. and just have faith. And the more we just expect that, the more we can start moving and translating and locating.
Yeah, and spirit traveling and stuff. I had one experience where I ended up in, I'm going to say this right, Eastern Russia.
Cool.
And just in an old school. And I'm floating around in this room and I'm looking down at these faces just so crystal clear, you know, and just hearing the chatter and the conversation. And there's one woman who was about to leave and I floated over to her and just put my hand on her shoulder and said, God bless you, as she was walking out the door.
Wow. And
woke up out of that. But it was so real. And I don't know, like, I think I spirit traveled to Eastern Russia and I actually blessed somebody.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm sure you've had those kind of experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. Well. Yeah. I had one that was really wild where I went back in time and, you know, there's no time as we know. And, I had just like asked the Lord, well, he had just put on my heart. Oh, okay. This is just a little, it's a good story though. I was laying in bed at night and all of a sudden I felt like this covering over me. And, I was like, and I thought to ask, like, Lord, what is that? I mean, I was just enjoying the covering. I didn't think I had to ask, but I've heard other people ask. So I said, Lord, what is this covering? And he said, it's a mantle. So then I thought, well, what kind of mantle? So, you know, I asked that. And he said, a worship mantle. And it was just like, you know, when you get like that thing, that's you, it's like, it's amazing, you know, it's like, I know, because I'm such a worshiper, you know, and that's all I want to do. So right after that, I like asked the Lord, I want to help people worship, you know, and that's like my thing. The only, you know, like people come to me for advice and I just teach them, or I don't teach them, I tell them to have a quiet time, you know, get it from God. You know, I can tell you stuff that I did or give you a word from God, but, you know, every friend, a lot of friends aren't my friends anymore because that's all I say and they don't ever have their quiet time. So, okay, I know what to do, you know, but anyway, So I asked the Lord, you know, I wanted to help people worship. And so I had this experience where I see Jesus and we're like running really fast. We're little kids and we don't have any clothes on, which is totally cool because, you know, that's something the Lord has like healed me of because of all my past. It's like, I am pure, you know, and it's a big thing for me, you know, so for somebody else, it's not a big thing. He probably wouldn't do that. But for me, we're young, we're both, you know, young, I don't know, 8 or something like that. So we're running really fast and I'm falling down and he's falling down and we're getting back up and we're running. And he goes, and he got ahead of me and he goes, hurry up, we're going to miss the train. So I'm running and we're laughing and just, it was the most exciting, like, you know, pure, you know what I mean? Just, anyway, so we're sitting in this train. I mean, that could stop right there. But anyway, so we're sitting in this train and we're sitting facing, you know, the train's going this way, we're facing the back. Mm-hmm. And so the train just opens up and there's no train. There's just like, it was almost like a vast, like a desert. And so right after that, like we were going backwards, right? So right after that, he brought me to, just immediately we're in a theater, and it was, I knew it was like in the 1600s.
Uh-huh.
And there was a woman there, and it was all dark in this theater, and she had an instrument in her lap, and she was like gonna either practice her instrument or whatever, and nobody else was there. And so she was just like wondering, you know, is there more? And uh-huh. I knew she was wondering. She had her instrument, she had her face like looking at the instrument, and she was just like, is there more? You know, maybe, I don't know. That's all she was saying. All I did was like sit in front of her and just, you know, just yeah. do this like worship God, you know, and boom, she caught it.
Cool.
And it was like, I'm telling you, it was just so like awesome to just like impart that
uh-huh.
way back when.
Yeah.
How does that even work?
Yeah.
And it correlated to my sister, who was, I knew it was an ancestor of ours, because my sister mm-hmm. was wound up talking to me the next day about our ancestry, and she started going crazy about this and learning all these people's names, and I was like, I met one of our ancestors.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, you know, that's how like amazing. Everything kind of works together, you know.
Oh, I love it. And I don't know if you've heard my vision, but like Jesus introduced me to the heavenly host, my soul
oh.
family. And the
oh.
word ancestor was there. And it
oh.
even spans just like blood ancestry, but like of kindred spirit, you know,
yeah.
of kindred spirit.
Yeah.
And it can even skip countries, you know, it can go from like Native America to, you know, Scotland or something, these ancestry things, you know.
Sure. We're all over, right?
Yeah, of your soul family.
Yeah.
So maybe it was part of that. That's kind of interesting. I actually had a time travel experience as well,
okay.
which I have a video called The Time I Taught Myself a Song.
Oh.
I was praying with the Lord, and I said, Lord, can I have a time travel experience? And he is uh-huh. so faithful to answer prayers.
Absolutely.
It's amazing, because that same day, I go to my concert and I pull out a song I hadn't played for in 10 years. And I started playing it. Well, before I played it, I said, yeah, about 10 years ago, I had a very vivid dream where I watched myself play this song, and I was paying attention to the chords. That's how I know how to play this. I taught myself how to play this song. And then it was in that moment that I realized, oh my gosh, I'm about to appear in the room right up there, hovering, wow. looking down at me as I'm about to play this song.
Wow.
So that was really cool. I've had other ones too.
That's cool.
So fun. Recently,
yeah.
I actually asked the Lord to meet an alien.
Oh.
I kind of got excited about it, because I've been learning about UFOs, you know, it's uh-huh. a real thing, like Roswell, the whole thing. Like I just watched
yeah.
this last night. Like the research is so sound. He says, here's why I believe in UFOs and why you should too. And goes into it. And so I've known about this for ages. And so I'm like, Lord, I'd like to meet one of these alien type creatures, you know? And I don't believe they're all evil. Like some people think, oh, they're all just demons or something. No, it's just part of God's creation and whatever he's got going on through the universe and whatnot.
Mm.
So I prayed to meet one, and I did.
Like, oh no.
Oftentimes that's kind of the schedule the Lord has me on. Like if I pray about something, you know, sometimes it's within 2 days, 2 days later mm. or whatever, if it's kind of those types of prayers. But yeah, I met one in my dream, where it was basically one of the locust creatures that, you know, that the Bible talks about
mm-hmm.
Joel chapter 2.
Oh, right. Yeah. You were talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that they're huge. But they kind of appear like locusts, but they're actually like alien sentient.
Hold on, Lana. I'm doing something, okay? Do you need me? Oh. Give me a few minutes. I'll be down in a minute, okay? Not a minute, but. Of course, my grandkids are. I got snacks for you, Grandma.
Oh, that's lovely.
I know.
Well, I pray you enjoy the rest of your day. Yeah.
What were we talking about before? Oh, going back in time and the ancestor thing.
Yes, the ancestor, which I find fascinating, and that we're actually connected with them. And even
it's like these are people that were that were. Hold on a minute. Sorry.
Yeah, kindred spirits with. Yeah. So before she comes back, I'll just tell you, I had even a dream last night about meeting an alien on another planet. And I was like their first human contact. And that was really cool too.
Sorry.
All right, no problem.
Yeah. But were you getting off? You said, enjoy the rest of my day.
Well, almost. I don't want to keep you too long because you got grandkids to play with and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, whenever you want to cut off, I'm fine. I just wanted to say something about that connection with people.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah. Tell a little. Do we have time to tell a little story?
Yes.
Okay. So since I was out of church and I was only seeing friends here and there, God like blessed me one day. He said, constellate. And constellate means to gather. So I'm like, okay, God, how do I constellate? Immediately I was in like Pleiades, like the seven stars.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. And there were like people there like me. Like this one, the people that I saw. This guy was like, praising God, like with his face was red. His whole body was just like, like this. And just that experience was just like crazy. But I had multiple experiences going there, like days for days. And I took notes and was, God showed me that we have these people that we can meet in the spirit.
Yes.
And that we actually do meet in the spirit, even though we're not like, well, he showed me one time that my revelation goes up to a star. The star takes it and brings it back down to like you or somebody that's like open, you know?
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's so lovely.
So lots about that, but.
Oh yeah. It was May 22nd. I was introduced to them, my host of heaven, which incidentally I've been interacting with, you know, like I just call them my angels or something. You know?
You mean like they were angels or they weren't the cloud of witnesses?
It was
they
the cloud of witnesses.
The host of him. Cloud of witnesses.
It was
okay.
The cloud of witnesses. And it's even what you're talking about. These people we can meet in spirit in
this
realm that they might even have a current life somewhere else on the planet. Too, like, but it's also people in history. It's also people on different planets and in different, you know, star systems and stuff. And Pleiades, that's something.
That was crazy.
That's amazing. I would love to hear more about that from you.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Either written out or something. You could send.
Have them all written down. I can send them to you. Yeah,
I would love that. I would really, really love that. Yeah, enjoy that.
It's awesome. It's very personal. Like everybody, you know, has their own thing. I mean, God meets us, you know, personally, and it's not like, you know, so what I'm getting, you can just say, yeah, I want that too, Lord, if it's something that, you know, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Or something like it, you know.
Even for the brief moment you took off your headphones to go talk to your grandkid, I was like, oh yeah. And last night I was on a different planet and on a bridge, and I was their first human contact, and I was speaking to them. And
oh gosh, this is last you're kidding. Night. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. That's wild. Yeah. God is good. And he's lots of fun.
It's lots of fun. Exactly.
He's lots of fun.
I'm having a blast with it. And
yeah. Thank you. Thank you for, I had a great time with you. You're awesome. It's so fun to talk to you.
Great. Great, Nancy. Yes. And I just love your story too.
This is what we do. We go
Yes.
Got it. Yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah. I do that with my friends sometimes, you know, like just
just throw them up.
How you act out what's happening, what you see in the spirit or what you're feeling, or, you know, it's all.
Yeah. Yeah. God is so good. Yeah, I have lots of stuff. If you ever want to, you know, I don't know what we should do. Hang out. Where do you live?
Well, I live in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. That's not that far.
Yeah. Well, if we're ever in New York,
we can meet halfway. What's halfway like?
Yeah.
Buffalo?
You know, I want to add you, Nancy, to a group that I was mentioning, the Next Agers. And
Just
get you connected with them, with this group, because they're pretty amazing and fun, too. They talk about this stuff. And,
oh, okay. Next New Agers, they're on Facebook. They're
Next Agers. They just don't
want to. Next Agers.
Next Agers. They don't want to offend people by saying New Age, because we're not drawing in some of those elements, obviously. So we have to redefine it.
I know. It's been like a rocky road. You know, I've seen some Christians fall, you know, by reading like certain New Age books and stuff, and they just go down that path.
Yeah.
So I watched a lot of that stuff happen while I'm saying, stop, and nobody's listening to me, you know.
Yeah. Even last night, I was reminded too, it's about focusing on Christ, you know,
and about
grace, and just you focus on that, and that's what you're bringing, you know, with your life, and that's what you're about, you know.
Right.
We could get distracted by other things. Like even talk about aliens and stuff or conspiracy theories, they can consume people's lives. And like, no, let Christ consume your life. And that, cause that's going to be the most fun for you and the best thing for everyone else.
Right. Yeah. I usually worship and then God just shows up and gives me something. I never really like ask specifics. Mm. So everything I get is very pertinent to what I'm going through at the time or other people going through. So it's not like, you know, I'm really seeking any specific other than him.
Right. That's cool.
You know, other than him.
Your focus is on
him.
And worship. Worship, I mean, like surrender, right? Surrendering to love.
Surrender.
That's kind of how I've come to look at worship. We get to surrender to love and just spend time with him.
Yeah, spend time. Simple. It's just simple.
Yep. Yeah. You know? I like to just put on music, instrumental music in the headphones and just pray in tongues and connect with the Lord and with the host of heaven. And they always have something helpful to say and guidance. And
You mean, so the host of heaven is the angels.
We call them angels. You can call them the saints and the angels, the cloud of witnesses.
Cloud of witnesses are part of the host.
Yeah.
That would make sense. I don't know why people have only called them angels, like the Lord of the host.
Oh, yeah. Which interestingly, that even that name, the Lord is the Yahweh, which means I am. So he's basically making a declarative statement by saying, I am the host. And this is what Jesus showed me.
He
says, I am your life. I animate this one. I animate you. I am your life. So it's really expressions of the Christ life in all these unique forms and unique personality that we relate with and have relationship with in the body of Christ. And that we're all, each one of us is a soul, a cell in the body of Christ. And there's billions and trillions of us. And you have a soul family. That's like your connective tissue like that surrounds you.
Cool. You know,
of all these cells that you're in relationship with, that you transfer life and energy. And you work with for certain purposes, and you have your own certain giftings and part in the body of Christ. This is exactly what the Bible says, right? Exactly what the Bible teaches us. But I've seen it in a new light because of the
different words,
the vision God gave me.
Right.
And that we're constantly immersed in the blood of Jesus. You never have to ask for that. Even though we do, because we want to appropriate it. It's all about our awareness. Growing in our awareness and experience of him. But the blood is always nourishing us with life, and the blood is always taking away the filth to be dealt with, mm-hmm. you know, as we discard it. That's your responsibility as a cell, is to just like confess your sins, let it go, mm-hmm. give it into the blood to be carried away. Mm-hmm. He does that. He's constantly mm-hmm. cleansing us that way with the blood, and it's a constant nourishment that never ends. It's the faithfulness of God, and that we're yeah. in Him and one with Him. And
yeah.
It's beautiful.
Indeed. He's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, thank you so much for your time, Nancy.
Well, thank you.
It was a pleasure just hearing some of your testimony and story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a little bit. You got
some
it. Other,
I know. There's so much more. You can't condense a life into.
Oh, it's been marvelous. Yeah, he's so good and amazing. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And so this will be available for download at sozotalkradio.com, and we'll get it up on YouTube to share cool. and stuff like that.
Great. All right.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll see you later.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
Bye.
Bye.